This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The Biden administration is proposing the first standards aimed at making drinking water safe from so-called forever chemicals, also known as PFAS chemicals. They're found in everything from waterproof clothing to toilet paper, it turns out. Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports.
The proposal would place enforceable limits on forever chemicals for the first time, according to the EPA's Eric Burnison.
This is really a historic moment. The agency has been working for some years now to develop this proposed regulation.
Burnison says the same properties that make forever chemicals so useful also mean they linger in the environment and in the human body and can cause serious health problems, including cancer.
I want to applaud the EPA for coming out with sensible limits to these forever chemicals.
Yvonne Taylor is with the environmental advocacy group Seneca Lake Guardian. It's based in the New York State Finger Lakes, which provide drinking water to 1.5 million people.
Fish in many of these waters contain high levels of forever chemicals. So if it's in the fish, it's in our drinking water.
But the American Chemical Council, an industry trade group, says it worries about compliance costs, which could be in the billions of dollars. For utilities, supply chain concerns also loom large, says Stephanie Schley of the Association of State Drinking Water Administrators.
Are they going to have the materials needed to get all of this up and running in time for the compliance date of the rule?
Nevertheless, she says the EPA's proposed standards provide a new clarity and consistency. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.